And welcome to Season 10, Episode 13 of Swimming with the Fish. This is Crutch here. It's a beautiful April afternoon. The lawn folks have finally finished, so it doesn't sound like I'm in the middle of a battle zone. And we're here to have our first episode of April. Or second, actually. We did an April Fool's episode, didn't we?
I think we did.
That's right, because last week was late. That's what it is. Okay, so this is the second episode. That's okay. You'll all enjoy it anyway. Goon, how are you, sir?
You know what? I'm doing pretty well.
That's awesome.
When we had a little bit of a speaker problem, which I'm working through even as we speak.
I like that. Speaking of speaker problems. Okay. Yeah. And Chief, how are things in the lovely state of Texas?
I just have these birds cheeping now that 12 eggs hatched. And
12? You know, awesome.
Yes. So, you know, live peeps are out there.
Just hey, you're just hanging with your peeps.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Thank you.
As cute as they are, I know the monster is what they will become.
Oh, hanging with his peeps. Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy that one for a while. So we are here, and it is a lovely afternoon, and we have a couple of interesting topics. I think we were going to start with Goon had an idea. He's been doing some research on song lyrics and how people miss-sing them. And then I was talking to the chief earlier, and he went right down that full-blown aluminum foil hat rabbit hole, and I'm torn because both topics I find fascinating. So where do you guys want to start? I mean, this is going to be a very fun show. Basically, everybody's being lied to. The lyrics are not what you think they are, and the videos are not what you think they are. And Elton John can't possibly sing for anybody to know what he's saying.
I can do either one. Either way works for me. Pick the one you like better.
All right. Yeah. I will digitally flip a coin. All right. We are starting with the UFOs. So, Chief, talk to me. What is going on? Because I have absolutely no idea. I have missed so much news in the last few weeks. You were saying something about there being a sighting?
Yeah. So I gave you all three links. Link number one was over Russia. There were hundreds of people who looked to the sky, and they say, "Oh, it's a meteor shower," but the meteors aren't moving, and it's a big shape, and it looks like, you know, lights and explosions in the sky, mm-hmm. but it's way too far up. So the theories are endless. We'll just say that. And why are we only saying UFOs? Because they can't identify it. It is flying. It's an object, so it meets all the criteria.
Right.
And then, but it was just last week that we had former congressmen and current senators saying that, you know, the U.S. has been doing horrible things with aliens. And
with them or to them?
With them.
Oh, lovely. So now we're accomplices.
So, or that means we're using them in lab experiments because we like them less than lawyers.
Well, that's not really setting the bar very high.
If you look at link number two, you'll see the alien breeding program.
I think we already have that coming up from Central America.
Okay, that's different.
No, that's a different kind of
alien breeding. I'm sorry, that's the racist in me.
Yeah, I mean,
why are we breeding aliens? Seriously, all kidding aside, I was like, who thought this was a good idea? So, the problem here is nobody's thinking. Put away the title of this episode. Nobody's thinking.
Have you not been paying attention to the entire world at the moment?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Let's see. Congressman claims American saw alien reports he was shown country would have come unglued. He looks a little unglued too. Okay, well, there you go. Where's he from? Tennessee. Okay.
It's this guy who looks like a confused Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, him. The links will be in the show, trust me, folks. Yeah, I'm pasting as fast as I can. So, become unglued. Yep.
That's why the Discovery, a movie by Spielberg, is coming out in June.
So you get this as coordinated?
I don't think anything happens by accident anymore.
There are no such thing as coincidences.
That's right. If I see you more than twice at an area, one of us is being followed. Then you say.
I like that. That's good. Holy cow. Yep. Here we go. This is awesome. So when do they take over? When can I just quit my job because I'll be, you know, a food particle or something?
Okay.
You don't have to worry. They're just coming to get you.
That's the major fallacy. You asked, when are they taking over? That is the assumption.
That they haven't already.
1978.
So you're telling me Orange Man really is orange.
Who's to say he's not? Why is it? I mean, you look at the way that the spray tan or whatever it is on his face. Mm-hmm. And then you look at his previous things, whether it was Home Alone 2, Fresh Prince,
The Interview with Oprah.
Yeah, he was not orange.
No, he wasn't. But he didn't live in Florida then either. I mean, let's be honest. Okay. When they go to Florida, something happens to him. I can say that for sure because, you know, number one fan.
That's going to happen to me?
Yes. The retirement police will eventually arrest you and take you to Florida.
Okay.
And I turn orange?
But you'll be a lovely shade of orange. I know you.
So
I don't want to be orange.
Here's a question I have for you then.
Okay.
If you were to push the Crutchling on a sidewalk, how many people with cell phone cameras do you think would record it?
All of them.
Okay.
How many would help him up? Zero.
No. If the goon were to charm the socks off of a hot dog vendor during a Bay Sox game, how many people would record it?
That's a tough call. He is very photogenic.
So none is the incorrect answer. The point is, people no longer interact with other people. They record everything and then post it.
Right.
So in Florida, 2 years ago, when there was a mall incident that they said that kids were shooting off fireworks, mm-hmm. Why is it that all the closed circuit cameras, all the phone footage was all confiscated?
Because they weren't shooting off fireworks. It was a pitched battle between aliens and humans.
And if in Baltimore, if there is fireworks or even armed shooter, how many police show up?
None.
Well, okay, but maybe Baltimore was be wrong. Okay. But
I'm sorry, you kind of rolled into that one too.
Yeah. The local Florida police emptied their precinct.
Wow.
Everyone was there.
Wow.
You do not do that for kids. And plus, there were no arrests of kids with firecrackers. If you empty out a police department and surround the place,
mm-hmm.
You would at least have body cam footage.
Yeah, somebody's going to the Hooskow if you put out that many officers. Somebody.
So
for sure.
And that's the whole reason for FOIA requests. And they said, hey, we'd like to see that body cam footage. And when the answer is what body cam footage, that that sets off every alarm that any conspiracy theorist has. So, when does it become conspiracy fact?
Apparently now.
Yeah, so I as we have all these people stating, I don't know if you have seen the new website that was registered. I will share that with you as well, because
how exciting. We have so many links for tonight's show. So folks, there's a lot of reading and there will be an exam. By the way, before I get lambasted another week, 3 weeks ago, we had a guest.
Yes, we did. Mr. Browning.
Mr. Browning was our guest.
A fine guest.
And the week after, I made mention of the fact that I wanted to say something about his performance on our episode. And then we never got to it. And then I didn't bring it up last week. And basically, I'm getting poked by Mr. Browning, because he's looking for that feedback that we all crave. So, Mr. Browning, from the bottom of our hearts here at Swimming with the Fish, thank you for being a guest on our show. You did a lovely job. Everybody says so. I hope that I have at least, you know, made amends for making you wait this long. And then now I've said my piece, and we now go on further with more tinfoil fun.
For being adult and not mentioning it sooner? Is that what you meant to say?
Yes. I was adult. Okay, Goon? I was adult.
You know, we have this thing called email. You could have just sent that to him.
Yeah, that would not have done. You know that would not have done.
But that would not have provided me the opportunity to mock him on the air.
I'm just here to make sure everybody's happy. Now, Sagoon's happy because he got to mock me. Mr. Browning's happy because we said nice things about him, which are true.
And well deserved. He truly did an excellent job.
He did. All fun and games aside.
People that I talk to at work that are regular listeners of the show thought so too.
There you go.
So I could lie and say I looked at the email, but I haven't. My own personal email, the Goon, is 500 messages behind. So,
oh, that just hurts my heart. For those of you who don't know, I used to teach a course on getting through your email, because they taught it to us when I worked at Microsoft. So when I see these presentations at work and the guy doing his presentation's got his Outlook up and there's a comma in the unread email number, and I go, no, this is not how this should be.
I need you to give that course to the hurricane. There is a comma in her unread emails. And there's more than one digit to the left of the comma.
Holy jumping jackrabbits.
And she wonders why her Outlook doesn't perform well.
Right. Well, rule number one, anything unread over 6 months old, just delete it. Don't even bother. Because they've probably sent you something more recent. So, yeah.
I don't have this problem.
Yeah, neither do I.
I normally don't, but I kind of got behind.
You got a little behind. Well, not really. Yeah.
Sorry.
That sounds naughty.
Doesn't it? I did not work directly for Microsoft, but as soon as Crutch taught me, it was just a couple sentences.
It truly is. It's a very simple lesson. And everything you do, the last part is, and then delete the email.
So... I like when I went on any type of vacation, when I came back, it was just delete. And then if someone here went there, they would reach out.
Holy moly. That's a little more draconian than I've been suggesting to people. But hey, you know, if it works for you, Chief, if it works for you, go for it, man. Oh, so, are we... is it just aliens? What else do we have to worry about?
No, I sent a message that even the government is finally... They have mercy.
Alien.gov?
Yes, alien.gov.
Now, what happens... Okay, so that's the who is. That's who owns it.
And yeah, but that shows you that it was just recently registered.
Right. But the question is, if you go to alien.gov, shouldn't go there?
Well, you won't get anything yet because they haven't put anything, but I'm just saying it was registered. If it's been registered, that means that someone had the forethought to do something that they haven't done before. Right. And to get a .gov top-level domain, you have to go through specific paperwork.
Sure.
So that means that...
Well, certainly .gov, you know, you got to go through the United States government.
Yes. So that means...
Ooh, that Virginia, what a surprise.
Somebody has done something, mm-hmm. and it is... We're that much closer. To what? I don't know, but we're closer.
We're close. I just want to vacation in Proxima Centauri. That's all I want. I just, you know, I'm tired of the typical Earth spots. I'm looking for something a little different.
Proxima Centauri, huh?
Yep. Why not?
How long is it going to take you to get there?
Depends on the tech.
And whether the toilet works?
Well, then I can always bring that nice lady because she seems to be the only one up there who knows what she's doing.
You know it broke again today, right?
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe she doesn't know what she's doing. Okay. Isn't she the mission specialist?
I don't know that toilet repair was her specialty, though.
Well, everybody's got to learn something.
But I'm sure she was interested in having it work.
Oh, aren't we all? I mean, I it's a 10-day trip. That's a long time to hold it. So, yeah.
Well, and she's the only girl on board, so it's probably, you know, a little more difficult for her.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of privacy in that ship in the first place, so.
Boy, that's the truth. That would bother me.
The ISS, there's actually a room, which is a bathroom. You know, you could close a door. That thing didn't look like it had much more than a really large cockpit.
It had a curtain, they said, and a small door that you can close. But I haven't really figured out what it looks like.
Japan wants to build a solar ring around the moon?
It's not solar.
That's what the story says. Just saying.
Reading the right. And when you read these things, you'll find out that it's microwaves.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to be cooking our dinner from the moon. Got it.
Yeah. So this is
another crazy Japanese idea.
This is the opposite of Snowpiercer.
Oh, God. Here we go. Ring around the moon. Sorry.
So global warming wasn't happening.
Is that the toilet too?
That's what inspired them, right? Was the toilet. We need a ring around the moon. A ring around the moon? Sorry.
We are just sick, sick people.
It's just that kind of day, man. I mean, it's like...
Is we, you, and the mouse in your pocket? Because
it's certainly a crutch and myself.
I mean, I have afflictions, but I wouldn't call it sickness.
Get down with the sickness.
Yeah. Okay. Are you disturbed?
There, look at you. I was not aware you were aware.
That is in the era that I had a radio and was actually alive. So,
right, but I would have been very suspect that you were certainly not allowed to listen to that kind of music.
You in the chief's wheelhouse now.
I was in other people's cars.
Oh, okay.
Or at work.
Apparently,
one of the guys would listen to that particular band at work.
So,
but either way.
So their version of Sound of Silence is now on the number one fans music rotation, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. She also has one of the Who songs, and I don't mean WHO. The Mongolian hard rockers.
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah. H-U, the Who. But the number one fans got quite the eclectic music collection. So I'm doing my best. I got her a Rush song, too. One of the mild ones, you know.
You don't have to listen to the Canadians, just saying.
Hey.
We've already given them their consolation prize. They got an astronaut.
That's true. They did get an astronaut.
Yeah. So it's enough with the consoling of the Canadians.
So Chief.
Yes.
Talk to me about robots.
Okay, well, first, you wanted to talk to Centauri, so this is...
Oh.
That's why I gave you this, because...
Wait, so this is not going to get me to Proxima Centauri.
No, but this is the beamed energy. If what they do is right, then you can have Mass Effect, and we can find the Reapers. And how does this tie in? So
we went right to video games, ladies and gentlemen. That's awesome.
Well, if you look at it, mm-hmm. what is going on right now in China? They are able to make a humanoid robot every 30 minutes. Now,
well, because they don't have the population that everybody thought they did, and they're trying to bolster their numbers.
So one of the things that happened in China this weekend mm-hmm. was they shut down 15 schools in Hong Kong because there aren't enough kids to support those schools.
Wow. So I was that
far. So, no, exactly. And so while China's doing that, it takes, I think, 90 minutes. Every 90 minutes, the American companies are able to make a machine. They said that they can get a million, like, I don't remember how many a day they said. But basically, they were alluding to next year, like this is a year that AI basically starts taking over everything, and then next year it's a year that humanoid robotics start taking over everything. So everyone who didn't lose their job to AI this year should be fighting for it against the humanoid.
So all those people who were laughing, hey, I'm a welder, I never have to worry about losing my job to AI. No, you're gonna lose it to a robot.
Yeah, they were showing.
So no more learn to code, and then no more get a tech job. Okay.
So what are we going to lose our jobs to then?
Well, you guys are not
Patrick.
As dedicated. Remember the three layers of...
Pardon me?
I will explain.
I find that statement hard to dispute. Crunch.
Well, that's probably, you know, I resemble that remark. Yeah, yeah.
The only response I have, Chief, is, well, you have me there, Chief.
I just did the tell everybody. Jeesh.
But even Showcat just came in and she goes, you tell him, Chief.
That's right.
There was a training that I went to for one of the special letters that you get at the end of your name. That would happen in an email.
Okay.
And it said the three levels is, you know, the military is the most dedicated. Mm-hmm. The bluebirds are the second dedicated. And then there's you guys. So since you were in the same boat as I am, that is why I made that statement.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, at least we're all together.
Third from the top isn't, you know, awful.
Unless there's only three in the list.
Well, no, then the rest of the people will be the slaves of the robots and the AI.
But as we have seen, mm-hmm. the two, well, not the two biggest, but the one who started it all off, that was he, she, or whatever it is considered now, was military. And then there was a TV show host, you know, the reality winner, who was also military.
Mm.
And so I pose that question. We sure this tiered system is accurate? Because I'm seeing discrepancies with your calculations.
Just a little.
But the robots will have only one allegiance.
What?
And that is to whoever holds the title of, you know, government dictator at the time.
Hmm. What about who holds Aokan? I just watched Wizard of Oz. That seemed to be very important.
That they don't require that because they're self-lubricating.
I'm not going to touch that one. That one's too easy.
I'm definitely saying it. I knew a girl like that once.
She was just happy to see you, Coon.
Thank you.
Goes our PG rating.
She'll cat like that one. She approves.
Are you self-lubricating or are you just happy to see me? I should stop now. Oh, it's been that kind of day.
My goodness, there goes the Apple checkbox. We would have lost YouTube if we had it.
Apple is overrated. It's exactly. Thank you, Showcat.
So apparently that's all the robot and alien stuff Showcat wants to hear about, and it's prodding us along to hear the goon side of the story.
Okay, goon.
So you would like me to talk, I suspect, about... Hold on, I'm typing while I talk.
We can hear you, yes.
I know you can hear me. It's because of this...
It's like you're working in a 1940s newsroom.
It's that wonderful keyboard that you gifted me, which I really like, but it's really loud.
It is the loudest sucker on the planet. It's why you now have it and I don't. My house is just a little quieter. My plan worked.
Your nefarious plan worked. I while resting from my Easter service yesterday. Oh, hardly a day of sleep.
No, you were doing the trifecta yesterday.
You know what? Yeah, I was up earlier than when I get up to go to work, and I was at the donut shop. 15 minutes after they opened at 5 a.m.
Wow.
And I was wandering around inside Sir Duncan of Donuts. And there was nobody there. I'm walking around going, hello? Hello? They finally came out and I went 8 dozen donuts for the goon. And they, yep, got them right here. And
it's time to make the donuts.
I brought the donuts to my chosen house of worship.
You were getting those for other people.
I got those for our sunrise service yesterday, wow, being Easter. And then I went and helped make coffee, which turns out I should have bought a coffee to help me make coffee.
Probably, yes. You know, like starter fluid.
We have these two very large drip coffee makers that make about 20 to 30 carafes of 20 to 30 cups of coffee each. And we can
I need one of those at my desk at work.
Yeah, we can do two at a time. So I'm pushing all the buttons to make the, you know, yes, I want a full pot and I want this strength. And I push the start button and nothing happens.
Why was that?
Well, there was this rather large button next to it that said, it was written in hieroglyphics, O-N, it said. Funny, when you push that button, all the others work.
Oh, there you go.
And we then transported our wares down to the site of the sunrise service in front of the lake over in the park next to our church.
Oh, very nice.
And... we got through that morning service, and by 7:30, I was at rehearsal for choir practice because Hurricane and I sang for the other two services.
Wow.
Then we came home and collapsed.
No doubt.
She's like, do you want to do something special for an Easter meal? Yes, I want to take a nap.
I will dream about food.
So I fed Showcat, which is seems to be the issue right now.
Oh, so she's not really just into our topics. She's just hungry.
She's into the topic, but she's also a little bit of scolding for dad here.
Because you didn't feed her, did you?
Do you not? No, I didn't feed her. It wasn't time.
And that would do, doesn't it?
That mattered. It's still 15 minutes from time for her. But
that does
still.
Right.
So, you know, what you requested, Goon, you said you would like a nap, right?
Yep.
Did you see the viral video of the woman who complained that her significant other was taking a nap in the car?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, so here's the story.
Where did this go?
It is a black female is posting on social media saying, where's her boo? She goes out to the car and she sees him sleeping. So she opens the door and says, why are you in here? And he says, I'm trying to get rest. She says, why don't you come inside? And he says, I can't get rest there. Y'all keep bothering me. So she proceeds to say, I'm going to go in there with you. And he locks the door. Now, and so that is the video. That's the video that she uploads to TikTok.
Wow.
This gets picked up by like podcasts, news stations, and she makes a second video with the follow-up stating that her boo does not have social media, so he would have never seen it. But the fact that the sports show that he listens to is commenting on him caused him to move out of the house. And she said, thank you for ruining my relationship.
Wow.
And everyone is saying, if you hadn't posted it, no, correction, if you had just left him alone and let him rest in peace,
right,
then this would not have happened.
Exactly.
Yes. If you want to know who ruined the relationship, buy a mirror.
There you go. There you go. Well, while I was resting
in your car
and not being harassed by the hurricane, I found an article about often misheard song lyrics that I found very interesting. And you know, Crutch already knew the answer when I posed it to him this morning.
And I didn't look it up.
And he did not look it up. So are you familiar with the 1970s song Blinded by the Light?
I have probably heard it on a jukebox at a Shoney's or something like that.
Or maybe not. You probably have a Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Perform. I'm not going to know anything. Yeah, see, so thanks to recent events, I can't trust the memory I do have.
Right. So, yes, it was written by Bruce Springsteen, who recorded it himself and did not do well. And
No, not at all.
Greatly happy about that.
It's not a bad song. Well, he probably mumbled.
I've heard the version. It's not impressive.
Well, Manfred Mann re-recorded it, and the true words are, Crutch?
Blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, you know the rumor in the night.
Right, and the deuce, you know, refers obviously to the little deuce coupe.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were taking number two.
No.
The song is all about cars.
Yeah.
They have a reference to go-kart Mozart.
And little Girly Whirly was going to offer me a ride. And yeah, it's all references to cars, jumpsters in cars. Right.
And so just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. You're going to the bathroom. You would be blinded by the light when someone turns the light on. Then the rest of those lyrics would make sense as well.
Well, unfortunately, that's not exactly what it sounds like. Yes,
Manfred mumbles a little, and it sounds like it's instead of revved up like a deuce, it sounds like wrapped up like a feminine hygiene product.
Yes. I am told that it is because of a technical problem with the recording equipment when they made the song. The tape heads were out of line or something, and it distorted the sound.
I was making the argument that, you know, was it a situation of like In a Gata de Vida, which is not what the song was really supposed to be entitled.
But would you like to give us the proper lyrics there?
In a Gata de Vida? It's supposed to be In the Garden of Eden. But the guy was so high, he couldn't say in the Garden of Eden. He got in the Garden of Eden. Yeah.
Wow.
So for this song, the band members listened to it, and Manfred Mann is reported to have said, they tried to maybe just, you know, patch in something the way our expert audio engineer Crutch does, and they couldn't get it right. And he said, leave it alone. If it's a hit, it's a hit. If it's not, it's not. Because of that distortion, the song rocketed to number one.
They thought it was naughty.
They did. Bruce Springsteen is reputed to have said the song didn't do very well till Manfred Mann introduced feminine hygiene into it.
Which he didn't even do.
Which he didn't even do, but you know what? The check still cleared, so.
And that's the important thing.
And I was wondering, what other songs do we have with lyrics that are often misheard?
How about Rocket Man?
Or anything by Elton John. But in Rocket Man, which one are you particularly referring to?
Literally that particular song. The lyric. Okay, so in the song, because even now I have to remember it here. It's okay. In the song, the phrase is Rocket Man burning out his fuse up here alone. But that's not what, if you ask anybody who sings it, they go, Rocket Man burning on a fuse up and alone. And they just mumbled the line because nobody knows what it is that Elton John is saying. Yeah. But burning out his fuse up here alone, which makes sense, except when Elton sings it.
It made me wonder celebrities we could put together in duets that would be incomprehensible.
Stevie Nicks and Michael McDonald.
Ah, I came up with Bruce Springsteen and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, God.
Like his Rhinestone movie?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
there you go.
That's right.
There you go.
I've never actually heard Sylvester sing, so.
I don't know. Drool and Joe and anyone?
Yeah.
What?
Drool and Joe.
Yeah. Did you see him yesterday?
No. I saw a picture. Was he coherent?
Well, it was a still frame.
They were wondering where he was. They were asking a, you know, 6 foot tall bunny man, you know, you have all these presidents out here. Where is Mr. Biden? And the rabbit responded after turning, I am Mr. Biden.
Oh, great. That's frightening.
Wow.
I had no idea. So, yeah. I saw the picture of him and his whole family. And somebody posted the picture and went, oh, don't you miss this whole business of the whole, you know, whole normal family? And I'm like, normal family? You got a picture of the Bidens up there.
Yeah.
Let's skip the normal part.
Skip ahead a little.
Where's the picture of the other granddaughter that nobody wants to talk about? So it's funny. She was suspiciously missing.
Imagine that. Still hasn't acknowledged her, huh?
And, you know, back in the early 1900s, people used to take pictures with dead people. So who's to say, that, you know?
Who can say?
Do we know why they did that?
It was a thing that, I mean, it was creepy as heck, but there are pictures. If you look at the picture, you, That's great. Oh, is that really the Democrats? Like, or is that a
Twitter,
parody?
Yeah.
Parody Twitter.
Yes, it's a parody. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Because that is hilarious. Yes, I'll include that link too, because that's funny.
The fact that he's calling President Obama kid.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. To Joe Biden, everybody except maybe George Washington is kid.
Well, I mean, he served in the
Civil War. You say boy.
I got to admit, Chief, I didn't want to say that, but I did think it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
gosh. So bad. Funny.
Very.
Yeah.
But wrong.
But wrong. But that's okay. So, so we are going to, we're going to call it a night right now. We've got some other things going on in our lives and we got to get to them. We've lovely. Thank you very much, boys, girls, everybody who's listening. We appreciate you out there, listening to our show day in, week out, whatever. We've had a lot of fun. My head kind of spinning from all the robots and spaceships and bunnies. Oh my. But hey, before we go, word from our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Chief's Cheap Cheap Chicken Ranch. He raises them, trains them, and comforts them in his studio whenever they need comfort. Hand-raised by the chief in an authentic Slavic environment, well-suited to fighting with other chicks. And they're here! The new alien UFO news service from The Chief. Learn all about the antics of the visitors in your neighborhood and how to live with them without offending. Chief has all the news and all the hints. Subscribe today. And Crutch welcomes our robot overlords again. Please save him from AI. Thank you. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.